I just hear your voice. Same.
All right.
Okay. This is July 1st, 1977. Robert Brown, the interviewer in Ogunquit, Maine, talking to David O. Woodbury. Mr. Woodbury is the son of Charles Herbert Woodbury, who was one of the first important artists to come to here to Ogunquit, I believe.
I think he was the first.
The first, and he was a founder, if not the founder, of the Art Association here. And I thought today I'd like to just ask you questions and ask you for some of your recollections of your father.
As far as they go back, you can.
Sure. Right? To what date do they go back in your...
Well, I was born in 1896 in South Berwick, which is right back here, and, well, it's a long story, but the first time I was here was when I was 2 years old and stayed at the riverside. You might not know why, but they tied me up to a stake in the yard of the little cottage there, and that was my first introduction.
Now, your father was here by then?
Well, I think it's well to fill the thing in. He was as I told you, he was a graduate of MIT, and he taught art while he was in his last 2 or 3 years. He had a little art school of his own, and in that there was a girl he happened to meet who had come from South Berwick, whose name was Marcia Oakes, Susan Marcia Oakes. And Susie, well, the story goes that her father finally took her aside one day and he said, "Miss Oakes, I cannot teach you to paint, but I will marry you." Now, I've printed and spoken and said that story so many times, and I still don't know whether it's apocryphal or not. But
is it one your dad would tell?
But it's apparently the one they got married in 1890, and then somewhere along the line about then, her father was Judge Probate over in New York, and he owned property in New York Beach, and she brought her then husband, or coming to be husband, over here and said this was a banner place to look at. And he was here about a minute before he decided that this is where he was going to grow up and paint, you see. For a while, this guy controlled the situation. He was an old bastard.
Perkins.
Almost like under Perkins, yeah. And they finally dickered, and he parted very unpleasantly with a piece of land which is too small to do anything with. It's over there. There isn't any place we can go to see it all at once. It's too grown up now, but they ended up by father was building a studio over on the next point in toward the cove, and from then on he never moved. He just he went to Europe and all this.
He did continue to do a bit more schooling in Europe, did he?
Can never remember the name of the.
Julian's Academy, I guess.
Guess it was Julian, and yes. There was one in Boston called Juglaris. I don't know who he was, but
yes.
I kept hearing about him. And
he was a European-born painter who taught in Boston.
But I think Julian was the one that figured, because both of them were there between 1890 and 1895 or 4 or something. Mm-hmm. And they studied on the left bank pretty much all the time, I guess. And then came back, and father started his... built his studio in 1898.
Here in Perkins Cove?
But in Ogunquit. At that time, it was all there was of it. There was no one here. There were no trees. There was not one single bush anywhere that you could find in this area at all. We've always wondered about that, but the truth of it was that it took the birds or something to bring in the seed for the trees. And as soon as the people started to come, up she comes, you know. This is all a glacial area, mm-hmm. and just ledge and and very, very inhospitable, but also very rock-bound and very picturesque. And there were a few